Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Appraiser Lois Schlegel. And Dee, you wanted to mention some happenings going on Thursday, important meeting.
Yes, we're going to, I believe everybody in Blue Township in that area has received an invitation, but if they haven't, this is your formal engraved invitation. We're going to be talking about upcoming residential user rates on the sewer, and this came about based on the water that they use. There's a certain fee for using and connecting with the sewer. The water came from the Rural Water District Number 1, and their fees are not something the county necessarily hoses, and their agreement is with the Manhattan collaboratively use of the sewer that's on our side of the river but serves all of Manhattan. We do work together a lot of ways that people don't recognize. And as we were doing comprehensive planning, which is in process countywide, and now we're when the joint land use study from the military came, they said growth very likely for this community would come this direction, so they are going to do a contribution for us to plan Blue Township. And prior to that, we started looking at where should the sewer go so that we would have large enough pipes at the south end to accommodate the growth through Blue Township. And we received that back from BG Engineering. And at the same time, we received from the City of Manhattan a resolution they passed in December. I did not know about it until about 2 weeks ago for some reason. When we're not a city, the communication to the commissioners is a little rough. We're going to live through it, but some days I just want to exit and go to Tijuana. But at any rate,
Tijuana.
Strike that one. Nah. Yeah, they won't let me back in. We are going to have an increased funding for the water in our area that's tied to the water district and the sewer, and that discussion will be Thursday night at the Green Valley Community Center on Green Valley Road, Blue Township area, at 7 o'clock, and we'll talk about why this happened and how part of this is because of planning, the need to develop the structure, and part of it is in response to a resolution that Manhattan made that in the agreement says that if they do it, we have to perform. And we're trying to figure out different ways to do it. We have a challenge because we can't actually look at the individual water usage, and so there's an average of water usage at about the value of about 5,720 gallons is what the average everybody uses. And if we can work on this a little bit, we might be able to modify on the amount of usage you have. But Thursday night, 7 o'clock, anybody that's in the area over there in Blue Township is invited to the Green Valley building to talk about what this is and why it's happening. And I also would invite anybody who's really interested in being part of that comprehensive plan for Blue Township to contact me. My number's on the web page for the county, or it is 785-565-1026. I want to build a strong committee of people who have history and knowledge of what goes on in Blue Township so that we can make decisions for the future and look at how to fund them and how to move forward without getting into these, oh my gosh, we got to react. I don't think we'll change that. It happens in our county that even when they changed the location of the grade school, it changed where we had to build roads immediately within the last 2 months. So we are reactive on the fact that you cannot harness and describe exactly what growth will be. And so we're trying to do a plan to be able to respond to that. And this meeting will be about every person who gets water from Rural Water District Number 1 or uses the sewer.
And Blue Township, that is, it's just a hot spot of kind of a lot of things right now as far as growth. And with that growth, I mean, this is when we talk about some of these issues that we're talking about, that's a result of that growth.
Everybody cannot be... Everybody that wants something cannot necessarily get that to happen. And so we need to collaborate and come down in the middle where we can and provide for the future so that we don't have to rebuild the lines when they're too small and look where the growth is going to be. And Green Valley Road on the upper end is being built right now. We have an agreement to do Junietta to the east. But the school there, the bridge that needs to go over the Blue River comes back into focus for us, because we've got to know where the right-of-way is before we build more houses where we wanted to put a road. And all of this conversation will come out in the joint land use study planning that we're going to do in the next 6 to 8 months.
And, Brady, we are the fastest-growing county in the state of Kansas.
You know, I was just going to ask you, just as a Potawatomi County appraiser, just, you know, your views on that Blue Township area and just kind of what you're observing, what you predict.
It will just keep on growing. And, you know, I anticipate, a lot more growth, because pretty much everything else is pretty much landlocked by, Fort Riley, Kansas State University. The river, and the only place they can go is east, basically, and that's where it's going to be.
Our growth is when we are small and we statistically have a percentage increase. We look like, wow, but the truth is, 1,200 people a year or something like that. But that's if you've got a million people and you have 1,200 a year, you don't even show in the statistics. So the number, the percentage, puts us there. But we are going to continue to grow, and that really challenges the question of how to do it, where to do it, and where the investments have to be made up front.
And especially when you're talking about revenues, and the state has been through its revenue troubles over the past few years, and getting those revenues, because you need revenues for growth and infrastructure and a lot of the things you're talking about, such as sewer lines, water, those sort of things.
And actually, the report came on the county thing that Potawatomi County grew and Riley County decreased in population last year. So that not significantly either way, but when you just run the numbers, who was top or whatever, we show up. I think we have great interests together, but we also have to have autonomy when we need it.
Let's go ahead and I think we'll wrap it up. Anything else real quick? Are we good?
We're good.
Thanks so much for coming in. Potawatomi County Commissioner Dee McKee, County Appraiser Lois Schlegel. When we come back, Randy Dale and Trace Woods, friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium, will wrap up the show this morning.